It's our Jamestown 107.1 Fall Sports Preview, and we're wrapping up the preview with Blue Jay football head coach Bill Nelson. Coach, state championship last year. Have you stopped smiling since the state championship game ended a year ago?
You know, pretty special year to say the least. You relish those memories. You never forget. You know, it's what I'd be lying if I... Everybody tells me, take it in, enjoy it. Because it's a special... It doesn't happen. We all know it doesn't happen every year, even though that's the end game goal. But it is, man. Before you know it, the snap of a finger, it's done. And it's like all those little things you did. You know, and my biggest regret, and I've told a lot of people this, but my biggest regret was, you know, after the game, everybody's excited, jacked up. You get you're hugging and you're high-fiving, you know, and you're celebrating and you get your awards, you get your trophy, and then it's get you off. Then they're doing the media stuff, doing interviews with you and the other guys, and we had a bunch of kids getting interviewed, you know, and stuff, and we both had to get off the field because here comes West Fargo and Cheyenne, so we're kind of in the middle.
Right.
You know what I mean? And West Fargo's on our side warming up, and Cheyenne's on the other side.
All this extra stuff's going, and you're kind of looking in the stands, people are hollering to you, and you're waving, you know what I mean? And it's, you just try to absorb it, and it goes back to the one thing that probably I regret is I did not get a chance to talk to that group of boys at that time on that emotional stage, you know. So a lot of hugs. You got a hold of everybody. You know what I mean. But we get downstairs, and 2/3 of the guys, younger guys, are all ready to go. They want to go eat up in the hospitality room, you know. So they're excited about that. Oh, there's free food! Ah, you know.
Right.
And then it's like, then you got guys like Adam Kalmbach, Preston Kraber, Brody Hillstrom, Devin Beach, Thomas Almer. There was a lot of those guys didn't want to take that jersey off. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like Coach Kraber and I were the last two down there, and his son's there too. So there's some extra. You know, I told Coach Kraber, I remember when you told me your wife was pregnant with Preston. You know what I mean? So it's like that's special stuff, you know, and then you go upstairs and you get up there and it's you're high fiving and giving hugs in the hospitality room. It's just, it was phenomenal. It's hard to put in words.
Right. And I'm sure the excitement all of that day still hasn't gone away by any means.
But it's there, but you know, we already, my mind had already shifted that next week. Okay. We're doing equipment checkout and okay, where's the board? These 15 guys are done. Where do we plug? Who can fill in? You know, and there's been a lot of, we haven't talked about last year. Because that was in the past. This is a new year. It's a new team. There's expectations are there. They're the same. But we got a taste. But we still got a lot of stinking work to do. Worry about one thing. Worry about scrimmage on Saturday, and then it's put the hammer down against Red River.
Yep. And here we go to start the 2022 season. So I think that's the perfect place to start, coaches. How are you keeping this group focused on the year ahead and not thinking about all the memories from last year and trying to recreate some new memories this year?
It makes it easy when you have the coaching staff that I've got. We keep them humble. We keep them working hard, you know, and we're not going to talk about the end game. We're going to talk about it. You talk about the process, you know, and the process involves day by day, you know, and the preparation. Because if you don't prepare right, you're not going to be successful on Friday night or whenever that may be. So it makes it easy. And, you know, we all know there's challenges that go across the lines, but it's, okay, who's going to plug in here? Who's going to play there? You know what I mean? And you put guys in because these kids have done a lot for us throughout the winter months, throughout the spring, throughout the summer. Man, a lot of improvements across the board. You know, we still got some areas that really, really, really like this group of kids. You know, there's something about them. It just, but we tend to probably rear back. Do we go hard in practice? Yeah. But ultimately, we want to save it for Friday night. Our kids are learning how to practice. You know, and we have guys that got some pretty important roles that got some pretty prominent time last year. You know what I mean? And did some great things. But, okay, how are you going to get better than everybody else across the line? Everybody's got to keep taking strides forward. I don't care if you're the two-way starter, the one-way starter, you're the back, you're the two at guard, you know what I mean? Or you're the three flyer, or you're the third string long snapper. Everybody has to continue to get better. all the time. That's the only way this program works.
Yeah, and just keep rolling through, and year after year, you have to deal with those changes, like losing the receivers from last year. That receiving core is pretty much gone. So how do you go about filling those roles with two-way guys, and how are you determining who's going to be those guys on both sides?
You know, and that's what people really didn't know. Obviously, Peyton had the injury and came back. Right. You know, I'm going to be a little bit selfish when I say he was the best quarterback in the state. You know, and he only had, what do you have, 5.5 games? Right. You know, not even that, 5.25 games. So, you know, having your signal caller bat is a huge thing. We have our linebacking core. I don't think there could be many better. You know, with Colton and Jackson and Preston, a lot of people don't know who Preston Gall is because he sat behind Devin Beach, both sides of the ball. He got a lot of reps on special teams, but he just didn't get a lot of varsity reps. You know, he played JV, got a lot of reps there, and it's good because that kid is a different human being this year. I mean, and that's what people don't know is that, yeah, we had really four really special senior receivers, but we could have plugged in a kid at every spot. We didn't need to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now you're looking at guys like Preston Gall, you got Jackson Walters, you got Andrew Walsh, you got Tyson Jorson, Colton Muse is going to be those are probably the five most prominent. You got a couple of sophomores who are possibly working into some time. You know what I mean? So it's and then they're not the only ones. You know, in the back, Aiden will bounce out, play some running back, he'll play some receiver too. We'll move him around a little bit. Josh Robertson's gonna be in the mix at running back too. He's kind of our one cut hammer there that adds another dimension to things, and we have a lot of weapons. You know, it's okay, but let's not get greedy. Everybody wants to see the long ball. Everybody wants to see that's pretty. You know what I mean? But there are also times it's like, okay, let's be smart. You know, and I'll say I'm a people watcher, but I never watch the ball. I watch other things, you know, and it's like, okay, just for example, I was watching Peyton the other day in practice. I sit back and I watch his eyes. Where are his eyes going? You know, and it's like, oh, we're going number one, number one, number. He picks it right now. You know what I mean? It's just, hey, a reminder, check off. You know what I mean? Look that free safety out. You know where your routes are going to be. It's just simple things. My son playing guard. Sometimes your shoulders are tilted. I can tell where you're going. You know, a couple young tackles. Your eyes go down to backer right now. You're showing where you're going. You know what I mean? You need to make sure you. It's those little things, you know, and it's across the board. But that's the beauty of this game and the sport, and it's just putting the puzzle together. We got a lot of pieces of the puzzle. You know, the best thing is when you start practicing, guys start flowing and going, and you're going, whether it's offense or defense, and the coaches start talking in the room pre or post practice, and like, hey, where did that kid come from? Holy cow, has that kid made strides? You know what I mean? It's like, he really surprised. Like, we had a heavier thud day. We did funnel drill. I found three or four new kids for special teams. I'm like, they want to strap it up and play some football. You know what I mean? Kind of surprised. It's like, okay. So Saturday, we got the scrimmages. We got Valley. We got Devil's Lake here. And everybody, our varsity will get their reps. Or freshmen will get their reps. JV might not get as many reps. They're going to get reps, but we have different numbers than they have. You know what I mean? So that'll be fun to kind of hit somebody else, get out and compete a little bit. We'll tape it. We'll watch. We've got some film coming, and I know Red River opens against Williston on Friday, and I'm probably going to make a trip to Grand Forks just because I like to watch games live, if I can. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, I probably should stay home and do some work around the house and the yard, but this isn't going to air before Friday, is it?
No, this will air on Friday, so we'll pretend. You'll be...
I'll already be in the car. Right, I'm gone. I'm in the truck.
On the way to Grand Forks, yeah. So
don't tell my wife. Okay?
Right, yeah, and it's an interesting start to the year, right, because Grand Forks gets to play opening week. Before we talk about the Rough Riders, though, I want to talk about your offensive and defensive line, because last year, all year long, you told me games are won in the trenches. So what's the trenches like this year for your group?
I think the trenches can be very good, where, you know, we got... Ethan's got experience, obviously, in the D-line. He played some O-line, but we just, you know what? As a junior, we had the bodies on the O-line. Let him just settle and be comfortable. He's good. He looks the part. He plays the part. He plays intense. You know, it's just, hey, let's keep that emotional level even keel. You know, you don't have to tell him. If you get in his face and get after him, he's going to get after it no matter what. Bo. We'll be in the mix. My son will be in the mix there. They were the two that are returning. But we have a big group of linemen that have just continually taken strides. Jack Van Berkham's going to be at the right tackle right away. Colin Conway's playing some center right now. We got a couple other kids who are fighting for that. Bo and Ethan will go at guards. Gage Freeberg played a ton of JV last year, and he's working at that other tackle spot. And we got some other tackles that are in between Connor Eade and Eric Levine and Levi Trevithick, Damian Cross. I'm going to forget somebody. But
yeah.
we think that we can go 8 to 10 deep. I think they have the potential to be better than what we were last year. In the end, you know what I mean? We're going to be a little younger with a lot of juniors in, you know, spring and some sophomores fighting for some time. But it's like competition is what makes you better. We went Scout O, and I'm the new Scout O head coach. We took that on last month of the year.
Right.
That was the most fun I've ever had. So last night we went that in practice, and it's like, all right, I need some time with the Scout guys. We got kind of train wrecked by the front seven. We'll be fine. We'll be we'll poke the bear and Coach Frank a little bit as the season goes along, and it'll be good. But competition's what it's all about. You know, we got guys fighting for spots, and like I said earlier, guys are learning how to practice. They're learning how to go hard against each other, but also take care of each other. You know what I mean? I don't have to run over you and dismantle you to get better, and vice versa. You know, so had some bumps, had some bruises, nothing. It's football.
Right.
You know, we're healthy. We're fighting. We're working. It's been a really good progression. Kind of changed a few things of how we did a few things practice wise, and we've got, this is year five of the same offense and defense. These kids haven't known anything else for 4 years, which makes it really nice. You know, the freshmen are learning it's new to them. The sophomores it's okay. Now they're with the varsity all the time, so they've learned it because the freshmen are a little bit watered down, but these juniors and seniors, it's going 4 and 3 years now. You know what I mean? So it's just constantly reverberated. It's muscle memory. But like I said last year, we returned one last year, and things turned out okay. And last year was last year. We got work to do. There's plenty of improvement that needs to, just when you think you're good enough, or when you think you're there, then we're probably not, you know what I mean? We get complacent, and that's where we're going to get in trouble. So
trying to build that confidence still going into this year with your group. You talked about that depth up front. I just want to talk about numbers as a whole, though. Have you seen it grow even more this year after the success of last season?
You know, we're really close, maybe two or three less. A couple kids decided it wasn't for them, and I mean, I'm always reaching out to kids. You always want to have, football's a game of numbers.
Right.
You know, you need strong numbers. You need strong competition in order to be successful. You know, for us at the Class A level, it's obviously different than if we're at the Double A level. And that's the biggest difference is, you know, I felt like the 2 years ago, our ones were pretty darn solid. It's just our twos. We need to develop our kids, you know, and our kids are putting in a lot of time. And now we're to that point where, in Class A, we're not the big one, we're not the small one, we're right in the middle. Our kids are doing a good job of getting in getting in year round. Obviously, with everything we do in the weight room, and then we push from that standpoint, it's gonna always be our baby. That's how our program's gonna grow and continue to be successful, and how we train and how we do things. And you know, it's the old methodology in the weight room. You used to maintain strength. Well, you can get stronger, and we've year in and year out, this happens. You know what I mean? We keep getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And week 12 last year, we started the same starting lineup as we did week one. That, and I'm going to attribute it a lot to what we do and how we do things.
Right.
You know, it's, we haven't been full pads in almost 3 years in practice. You know, I can go back to playing. I don't even think pregame when I was in high school, we went shells, you know, shells, helmet, shoulder pads, and girdles. It's like, we used to pad up all the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? And now we're not taking kids down to the ground. We just work in fundamentals and techniques every single day. And you go back to, it helps when you have great kids, you have great coaches. Added up the years, and we picked up another volunteer, and Lenny Steinmetz is now helping on, and that's 30 plus years, and he's been a huge addition, him and Alex Breibach are now on our staff, and it's we have 203 years of coaching experience on our football staff.
It's a lot of experience.
That helps, because very rarely are we coming across situations that somebody hasn't run into. You know what I mean? And it's like, hey, don't forget about this, or what about this? What do you think about, you know? And there's always a lot of stuff bouncing around the coaching office, and you know, trying to find the best way to do things to become successful.
Yeah, lots of different angles, lots of different ideas, I'm sure, in that coach's office.
Yep.
As well, throughout the course of a game to game or day to day basis. But as you get ready for game number one, Grand Forks, Red River, you get the Rough Riders, but they'll play week one, like you said.
Yep.
Today against Williston. So how do you go about trying to prepare your team when you're going to be in week one? They're already going to have a game under their belt.
It is what, and we're going to have a scrimmage. So if we've already got to hit somebody else, you're going to have a pretty good gauge on where you're at. Obviously, getting under the lights at Hanson Stadium, adrenaline's going to, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it, but, you know, adrenaline's going to be pumping. It's that first one, and it's like, you know, you take it in, you absorb it. Yeah, they got a game under their belt, but it's still football. Are there going to be mistakes? Yes, there are. There's never going to be the perfect game. There's going to be peaks and valleys. It's just, can we have that constant, steady, you know, like I told them, I said, my challenge, you guys, is let's come out swinging. I know they're going to fight. I know we're going to work our tails off. We do this year in and year out. You know, there's the resilience level is tremendously high with our kids. You know what I mean? It's just, let's be the first one to throw the first punch. And I joked, I said, it doesn't have to mean that Aiden's breaking a long run or Peyton's hitting a home run pass or Jackson's knifing somebody in the background or Colton's running somebody down or Ethan's destroying somebody. It don't, you know, we've got our guys that have established themselves as really good players, but let's have everybody, bring everybody to the party right at the gate. You know what I mean? That means the guys on the sideline too. They got to be as engaged as the people on the field, because if we're all together like this, if we're all as one, watch out, man, because it's going to be fun.
It's tough to be any team when you're all together as one and you open up the year with Grand Forks Red River at home. Can you just kind of describe, you know, as we're a week away, what the emotions are like in practice on a day-to-day basis? These guys get ready to go again for this season.
They're good because we've got a lot of kids that have been down that road. And they know and they understand. Leadership is hard. You know, leadership's a lonely spot. And we talk about this all the time. And it's like, you know, leadership isn't, you know, leading by example. Leading by example is that's what you're supposed to do. It's picking somebody up. It's showing somebody. It's saying something. Maybe your buddy that's not doing something right. You know what I mean? Or taking a play off. You know, or like, we got to do this. You got to pick it up. You know what I mean? Or this is what we need to. That's the beauty. You got all these different kids that do a lot of different things. We have a lot of multi-sport kids, you know, so we're constantly coming and going in our sports, and a lot of us coaches share kids, and it's just fun to get them all into that same locker room.
It's going to be exciting year.
It is. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're worried about scrimmage, and I know we're, but come Saturday afternoon, we shift our focus to Red River, and we'll have a good game plan. I mean, you have a good idea coming back, but that'll be the nice thing is, you're probably not. They return a lot of their frontline kids. A lot of kids up front, which we knew that. We're going to be just fine.
Be ready to go for week
one. We'll be ready to rock. Let's fill up the place and let's, yeah.
Yeah, let's get Hanson Stadium rocking again Friday, August 26th, 7 p.m. to start the season against Grand Forks Red River. Coach, let's end with this. Obviously, the goal is to win the state championship again this year, but what are those other goals for your team along the way as we kick off
the
season?
You know, the number one thing that they hear from me all the time is Team Scholar Award. A 3.2 GPA for High School Activity Association. We had a 3.56 with 54 kids last year. And that's your varsity. That's outstanding. That I mean, and with big groups, it's challenging. I mean, my first 3 years, I think we missed it by 0.07, 0.13, and 0.03. You know what I mean? And since then, we've made it. And it's not a right, it's a privilege. You got to get it done in the classroom. You know, that's number one. We're taking care of that kind of stuff. Get better every day. And that's... It's not a weight room thing. It's not a football thing. It's called life. You know, maybe the standpoint of let's think about the person next to you or somebody else instead of just me. You know what I mean? And that's only going to help us grow all together as a team, as an individual. We want to host a playoff game. If you're putting yourself in a good position to host a playoff game, everything will take care of themselves. Obviously, us getting the 2 seed last year, securing home, you know, we controlled our own destiny.
Right.
But obviously, being at home, if you got to travel, you got to travel. That's good life, right? But obviously, the confines of home are pretty special, you know, and you want to. But we're not going to worry about all that kind of end stuff. We're not even going to talk about the thing you talked about. It's worry about Red River, getting it done day by day. And, you know, and it's an old cliche thing, but.
It worked last year. And
in the state, we'd like to think that the blueprint we have works, but now obviously there's little adversity here and there that always comes your way. You know, it doesn't matter how perfectly you have your day planned out or you have the game planned out, there's always going to be bumps in the road, and you find ways to persevere. And like I said, we have a really good group of kids that's going to bring it on Friday night, and they have high aspirations. So we'll leave it at that, and it's going to be a fun year.
High expectations for this season. Coach Bill Nelson, appreciate your time.
Thanks, sir.